All right, let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hour number two, welcome back in. Great conversation there with Aaron Torres. So happy we're able to get through it without talking FBI. It's run the gamut. Didn't even take a week, but I am already out on everything that happened. Pay for dinners, pay for players. I just, right now, I don't care. We got the Big Ten tournament starting today. We got the MVC tournament starting tomorrow. Other college tournaments already happening. The Atlantic Sun underway. Florida Gulf Coast with an opening round win, on and on and on. Hey, let's get through this. Get through this time. And, yeah, we can talk about that the offseason. I just worry about the college basketball. Well, last night, we saw some college basketball as Iowa State was on the hardwood for the final time as they took on Oklahoma State, an Oklahoma State team that historically coming into the year, they had dominated 10 consecutive victories against the Cowboys. That streak ended earlier this year when Oklahoma State got them in that overtime victory in Stillwater. And then last night, and you saw a team that, a frustrating evening, certainly, got home last night, watched it on the DVR, and already knew the results, so knew what was happening there as I was following along a little bit on Twitter and getting the updates. But hey, this is what's going to happen this season. And now, as it looks, the dream of even an NIT, that's over. Now, they needed to find a way to win a couple of the games here late in the season to just even keep that flicker of hope alive that we would still see this team going forward a little bit in tournament play. That's not going to happen. It'll be at Oklahoma, and then after that, it'll be the Big 12 tournament. That's what we know. We also know that they will be the number 10 seed, and who they could play, still a lot of scenarios out there. Could be Baylor, could be Oklahoma, could be Texas even. There's a chance it could be Oklahoma State that could play them in that 7-10 game. And then West Virginia, maybe Texas Tech, awaiting in the quarterfinals if they would find a victory. But, you know, I do wonder what it's going to look like down there. Certainly in a season like this, it's not going to be the same amount of people that are going to make their way down to Kansas City and just the onslaught of fans that have made their way down there. But for me, when I look at Iowa State in the program, it's a difficult year. You see the streak come to an end, but built up a lot of equity. And the thing that I always enjoy talking, you know, to different people from the landscape, but just not here in our state. It's great talking with Eric Heft and John Walters, Dylan Montz from the Ames Tribune, Alex Halstead. I love talking to all those guys, but to get that broader perspective, you know, talk to people in Kansas City and Kansas fans and just different people throughout Big 12 territory. And to a T, everyone that I've talked to believes it's just a one-year blip. And that's what I believe as well. This is a one-year downturn, and they'll be back next season. There's been some lean time. There's been frustrating moments throughout the Steve Prohm era. Now, there only stretches that last a week, 10 days, until this season. But there's been those times, but he's working to build a program. And he took over such a crazy. We like to make different points of reference. You go, you know, it reminds me of this coach doing this. I like to do that. I try to, you know, put it in a context where, all right, if you remember what happened here, I believe this is something very similar. There aren't many guys that have taken over a situation like Steve Prohm has. First of all, the timing of when he got the job. College coaches, you don't see movement a whole lot happening in June. It happened later this year for Ohio State and Chris Holtmann getting the job when Thad Matta stepped aside. You just don't see that happen very often. Not only that, you're replacing a legend, Fred Hoiberg, the mayor. You're also replacing a guy that rebuilt the program and took them to levels that they hadn't seen in a very, very long time. You couple that with, it wasn't just a pure rebuild that he had in front of him then with all those different components. You also had a pretty good team. You had guys, young guys, that were part of the success of the previous regime, and they still had a couple years of eligibility. From George Niang to the senior group a year ago with Naz Long and Monte Morris and Matt Thomas, DeAndre Burton. So you had all these different things, kind of a yin and yang, And I really think Prohm did a good job overall with all these things that very easily could have gone negative against him. I believe in Steve Prohm. I believe he's going to get Iowa State back to the tournament next year. And I think he's got a run in front of him. I think he's got a chance to build this program where they can compete. Now, maybe not compete with Kansas for a regular season title. Sure, maybe he can get a share of it, but I mean that's what you're ascending towards, right? Because you know what, you're not going to knock off Kansas. That's never going to happen. In our lifetimes, Kansas is just going to win every year. I say that a little flippantly, but it does feel like that. You know, we were in that spot earlier this year again with Kansas. Okay, this is the year. It's going down. It started in non-conference play after they get beat by what at the time looked like an awful Washington team. Then followed up with the loss against Arizona State. And like, oh, this is the year. Had the early loss at home to Texas Tech in Big 12. This is the year. Lose at Oklahoma. Lose at home to Oklahoma State. That was in February. This is the year. What happens? They run off five straight. Injuries for Texas Tech. And another title for Kansas. You ascend to that. That's where you hope to get. I don't know how likely that is. But that doesn't matter. Because if you're Iowa State, now, the end-all, be-all isn't finally upending Kansas, is it? I don't believe it is. As a college basketball fan, yeah, it's nice to win a conference title. Absolutely. Now, Iowa hasn't won one of those since 1979. Before I was even born, a year before, that was the last time the Hawkeyes won a regular season title. Even a share of a regular season title. I believe you have to go back to 1971, last time they won an outright title. But you know what's fine? For me, what I expect, what I want to see from Iowa and Iowa State, sure, I'd love to see that. But you know what? You finish second, third, fourth, fifth. You're an NCAA tournament team. That's where I want to see this success. I want to see our teams in our state playing on the second weekend. I want to see the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes in a Sweet 16 matchup, in an Elite Eight, chance to get to the Final Four. That means more to me than a regular season crown, and it's great. And you're talking about a slog through 2 months, all of January, all of February, into March most years. The ups, the downs, playing good games, stealing games on the road, all the, that's great. But I still measure teams with the NCAA tournament. Getting there, winning games there, advancing to the next weekend. Those are big. And if Iowa State and Steve Prohm, his tenure means that they never win a regular season crown, but they get a couple Sweet 16s, they have an Elite Eight appearance, or maybe even a bracket breaks right and they get to a Final Four, and they're building a statue for the guy. And I think there's a real opportunity for him to do that. Even in a year where they're 4-13 in conference play, 13-16 overall, I still believe. I believe in the future of Iowa State hoops. We'll talk about the future of Hawkeye hoops coming up on the other side. John Miller from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll be my next guest. Talk with John a little bit about the game today. And what's next for the Hawkeyes? Iowa, a lot of rumblings out there, a lot of rumors. I'm sure you've heard them, right? Not just some of the guys we've talked about in the past. Brady Ellingson, redshirt junior. He's been on scholarship for 4 years. Maybe looks to move on for a senior season. Mod Wagner. Minutes have been cut down. We've talked about guys like that. But some bigger names. Maybe the biggest name. Certainly the most athletic name. Tyler Cook. A lot of rumblings. I don't know. Maybe going closer to home back in Columbia, Missouri, with the Tigers. Tampering. Well, those conversations are out there. Keep your ear to the ground. Could this be the last game for Tyler Cook in an Iowa uniform? We will see. Coming up on the other side is John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. 1700 KBGG. We're back in a moment.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG.
Simple enough.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check AFSP.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter online, AFSP.org/Iowa.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? We'll find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour.
Yeah,
here's Ken and Trent.
Ken Miller out this week. Trent running solo with you today, though Ken will check in with us later on this hour. It's the Miller Power Hour. We got John Miller right now. Ken Miller coming up a little bit later on. John Miller of HawkeyeNation.com joins us in preparation for the big one. John, how are you doing today?
Brangela, you know, people that are couples, they have like a name that they mash together. Are you guys like, you know, would it be Kent or Trin? What would you guys be?
It doesn't work very well with our names. Maybe Conniller?
I like Trin.
Mildon? How about Mildon? Trin.
Yeah, there you go. Mildon. Yeah. Building.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, Mr. Miller, as a young boy growing up in West Branch, when Iowa and Illinois would get together in basketball, the appointment television, 4:30 this afternoon, I'm sure you'll be flipping it on, right?
Yeah, probably on the way home from the day gig, I'll pull up Dolph on TuneIn. You know, my all-time favorite Iowa basketball game was the 1987 Iowa-Illinois game in Champaign, where Iowa came back from 22 points down with 15:53 to go, sent that game to overtime, and Iowa won it. I remember at halftime, sitting on the stairs in our house, I know right where I was, sitting there just crying. I mean, 16 years old, that's just pathetic, but anyway, just bawling my head off. I was so mad because, you know, Iowa was, I think, ranked, gosh, really fourth at the time, and Illinois was seventh, so... Yeah, that's my all-time favorite, and I can recall many of the Iowa-Illinois games from that point forward, at least through the 2000s, as we moved to Illinois shortly thereafter. So it was a lot of fun with rivalries. But, yeah, this one's not probably going to rank high on the list.
No, I don't think you'll be bouncing your grandkids on your knee talking about 2018 12-13 matchup in the Big Ten tournament in New York City. And I also cried during that 87 season. Though I was only 6 years old, so it was a little bit different for me, John. They lost to UNLV, and I still remember it vividly, running down, crying to my bedroom down in the basement. My mom comes down, pats me on the head. It's all right. They'll make a Final Four. Roy and BJ and Ed, they're just sophomores. Well, here we are 30 years later, and my mom continues to be a liar.
Yeah, be careful what you promise a young lad.
Yes, I remember it well. Well, the future of this program, John, in one of the more disappointing seasons, certainly in my memory, and I'm sure the same for you, where do they go? Where do they turn? What does the offseason look like in your mind? Mass defections, a couple of moving parts, and that's it. What is your expectation level, at least on that front?
I mean, I don't know that they'll lose... I think that there'll be some people that aren't back that have eligibility, you know, and I'm just speculating. Brady Ellington is someone that Fran McCaffrey referred to as a senior this summer. You know, he has one more season of eligibility, but you know, he played his first year for a little bit and they get that extra medical year for him. But I don't know if he'll be in the plan. I don't know. You know, I think it would be highly likely that they'll lose a big man down low. Is it Treanor? Does Wagner want to keep? I don't know. It just seems like that's logical. You know, I know there's a lot of speculation right now surrounding Tyler Cook and his future. And Tyler Cook is the most dynamic forward that Iowa has had, in my opinion, at least since Ed Horton. And you would hate to see him go somewhere else. I mean, if he decides to, you know, think about the pros a little bit. Okay, and he's not projected anywhere, so I don't think that that's realistic, unless he wants to play European ball. You know, I've seen some people speculating that he could transfer to Missouri, and while he's from there, and Missouri's program is certainly on the rise, and there's new blood there injected into that program. Is Tyler Cook the kind of guy that wants to sit out a season? Because if he doesn't turn pro after this year, it's hard to think that he won't try to do that after next year. So does a guy like that want to sit out and postpone the payday, whether it's the United States or Europe? I don't know. So I guess I'll say that he comes back and that I might be going against the stream here. But when I try to apply that logic to it, unless he's just miserable, which I don't know that he's miserable, I think he'll come back.
Losing can be miserable, and that can lead, and, you know, very well this could come from just a disappointing moment, and, you know, Tyler Cook saying to, you know, a guy in his dorm floor, man, I just need to get out of here. I got to get out of losing, and it goes from, you never know how these kind of rumors start up and,
sure,
and how it can just expound upon itself, and it very well could be something like that. I still believe the pieces are in place. They have to get better defensively. There's no doubt. They have to do something on that end. You know, Dr. Tom, he had a couple of really bad defensive teams. The one team that gave up, what was it, 127 they gave up to Michigan in one of those 4-14 years, and they came back and by the next season, they turned into a pretty decent team. Now, an influx of talent helped that, but you can get better on that end. It's about just pushing the right buttons. Do you have confidence that Fran McCaffrey and his staff, though, can push those right buttons?
Yeah, Dr. Tom's teams gave up a ton of points. I mean, the 88 Iowa-Michigan game, I think it was like something like 117 to 102 Iowa lost, and Iowa scored over 70 points in the second half and still lost by nearly 20. And I lost all my baseball cards in a bet that night. That's why I remember it so well. They typically were the team that allowed the most points of any other team in the Big Ten. They were typically the team that turned the ball over more than any other team in the Big Ten. But they forced a lot of turnovers, and they scored a lot of points. This particular Iowa team, as we talked about last week and updating the number to today, Iowa's 26th in the nation in offensive efficiency. They're 250th in defensive efficiency. They're also, I think, was it 335 out of 351 or 336 out of 351 as it relates to experience in Ken Pomeroy's experience index. They're the least experienced team in all of the Big Ten, and Wisconsin's not too far away from them as well, and not surprising, both schools having very disappointing seasons. Illinois is also right next on the list as far as one of the least experienced. So, Trent, I mean, obviously if we all had time machines, we would go back and not maybe be so bullish on our preseason expectations for this team. And I've heard a lot of analysts, you know, speculate, well, maybe the loss of Peter Jok was more than we thought. I don't know that it's all that, but certainly he was a guy that, you know, could rise up and take a shot and hit a shot. You don't have that confidence. Jordan Bohannon has that confidence, but, you know, he's also not running off screens and being passed to. He's doing a lot of things late in the shot clock from 27 feet out. So the constitution of this team and how it was put together is, I think, one of the more, you know, the bigger misses. And it's just too heavy in the front court, too light in the back court, and they've got to address that. And when you say you still think they have the pieces, are you saying just to get back into the NCAA tournament? And if that's what you mean, then sure, they can. It just has to start with defensive improvement. Iowa could prove exponentially and just be an average defensive team, yeah. And that may be all they need.
That's it. And for the most part, outside of, I believe, the final year with Woodbury and Gasell and that group and Sapp, they're above average. That was it. They weren't a great defensive team, but they're above average. Now, those guys' senior years, they were a very good defensive team. I think they were top 35 in adjusted defense that year at Ken Pom. That's all you have to do. The offense is in place. They have offensive talent. And I do wonder if a grad transfer, and a lot of people, you know, we've heard this conversation. They need a pure point guard. I'm not talking about a guy that's going to come in and play 30 minutes a game at the point, but somebody from the MAC, somebody from the Ohio Valley, a fifth-year senior that could come in. He knows his role is going to be 12 to 15 minutes, but he wants to play in the Big Ten, wants to play in a power conference. He's a backup point guard, but more importantly, he's a defensive guy. And this is one where you really have to do your homework and find out what this guy is. Is he a leader? Is he a guy that can be a leader and only playing 12 minutes a game?
Well, you're basically describing Anthony Clemons.
Yeah.
And that's pretty – if this team had an Anthony Clemons who was a really good perimeter defender, then, yeah, they'd have won several more games. I don't know how many. I don't know if it would have been enough to make it into the tournament because, as Scott Dochterman of Land of Ten has pointed out, and it's flabbergasting, Iowa has trailed by at least 18 points in all nine of their Big Ten road games this year. They won one of them, which was the 20-point comeback at Illinois, the third time in school history they've ever come back from 20 or more down, and two times that has been against Illinois. So I don't know if that one piece is going to make the difference when you're getting killed that badly on the road. So I don't know, man. I wouldn't predict that they're going to be an NCAA tournament team because they just have to improve so much.
Well, at least Heller Ball is back and looks to be pretty good again this year.
Yeah, boy, they are off to a great start, and it's the time of season that they get to fortunately step away from some of the weather and then get some games in elsewhere. And yeah, there's a lot of excitement around that program. Lost some key players, lost, you know, the greatest power hitter in Iowa history and one of the greatest in Big Ten history last year. And he could have come back, but he didn't, and I don't blame him. Baseball's just a different beast. Mm-hmm. But just a great deal of energy and excitement around that program. And it's not ever going to be a program that is a money generator. It's always going to be a program that needs more than it brings in. But you know what? You'd rather have it be good than not. And I think you've been this way, Trent. The last few years in April and May, you actually pay attention to it.
Yes.
You read the articles. You watch the games when they're on the BTN. You watch the Big Ten baseball tournament. You know, you watch Iowa playing in the NCAAs and the rain delays last year. I know I did, and I was live tweeting those games, as crazy as that sounds. So it's fun. It's nice to have that as a distraction.
Something a little bit different, and to get us through, build that bridge. I always say get us back to football season, and at least for the last couple of years, Iowa baseball has helped with that. John, enjoy Dolphin Bobby today, and we'll see. Maybe we can get another one. We'll talk again soon, though.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com, with us as we take the timeout. Back on the other side, we go to Ken Miller in Vegas. See if Ken's fired any bets. I'm going to guess he has. We'll get into that and get his thoughts on everything going on. Ken Miller on the other side.
First Light with Evan Henning, every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Camp Sunnyside, taking a boat ride is Joey's favorite thing to do.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Back one final time, putting a cap on things, and we go to, well, the namesake of the show, the Ken Miller Show. Ken Miller, last day in Vegas, is that right?
Actually, Trent, making my way as soon as I get off the phone with you to the airport, so yes, and off to John Wayne in Orange County, where we'll land here. I think it's about a 45-minute flight, so a quick jump over the mountains and into Los Angeles for a couple of days.
Not too bad. So, I mean, outside of obviously your work obligations, profitable trip?
You know, it was for my wife.
Oh!
Yeah. She got in a little bit of role in the slots. That's all
nice.
She plays.
Okay.
Mindless. I don't understand it, but I never will. The thrill of playing, air quote, playing the slots.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good for her.
Yes. Is that her in the background that I hear?
Yeah, she was taking a, I don't know.
love
Not
it.
Not too pleased about my slot comment, but no, it's true. She had a good couple of days. So at least the family comes out ahead.
Well, that's good. So I take it you fired at some games over the last day or two? Anything?
Some futures, a
okay.
couple of futures.
Yeah.
My Huskers in the Big Ten tournament.
Sure. You went the Huskers.
I did. And then I went after the Jets in the Stanley Cup just so I could have a ticket. And that's it. So I played a couple of races, but tread water there. But it was fun. It's it never ceases to amaze me. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, the place is not packed,
mm-hmm.
but certainly there's a lot of people. It's Vegas has not lost its touch.
A lot of people there, and always a good time. I love Vegas. I love going, and doesn't matter where I stay, always a good time. And it doesn't even matter the group you're with. You can always find a lot of entertaining things. But that aside, moving away from the gambling portion, I'll look forward to later this afternoon, Iowa against Illinois. Does this dreadful season just come to a screeching halt before we flip the calendar to March?
Well, I hope the answer is no, Trent. I do. They've got an opponent that they beat earlier, as we know, that overtime win, that miraculous. I mean, that's the one game everybody kept pointing to when they talked about the down double digits in most of their games in Big Ten play, but came back to beat Illinois, and they did. Behind Bohannon, who was crazy that day, making some big, big shots. Do you remember and I don't remember the kid from Illinois that hit it. I think it was one of the guards, just the miraculous shot to even get the game to overtime to begin with. You remember that play?
Was it Trent Frazier that hit it?
It was Frazier, yeah. Yes. Thank you. Trent Frazier, 100% right. It was Frazier who hit that off-balance never do it again, probably, type of shot to send the game to OT. And then, of course, you know, I know that I did. I'm assuming most Hawk fans felt the worst at that point, that, you know, that, oh boy, that was our chance. Not going to go their way after that one fell. But, look, it did. Garza was good in that game, I recall. Bohanan was good, and thank you for remembering Fraser. I couldn't think of the kid's name. That just crazy, crazy shot. So, yes, I think the answer to your question, Trent, is I do believe they're going to see the month of March, but we both thought Iowa State would win on senior night as well. Yeah. I would take the Hawks in this one. The line's kind of, you know, it's essentially a pick 'em, right? I think it was Illinois opened a slight favorite, and it's Iowa's now a one-point favorite, depending where you look. So two evenly matched teams in front of a sparse crowd, I'm assuming, in Madison Square Garden, with an opportunity to play on till tomorrow. So I hope for Tom Caker and the crew that, you know, packed for a couple of days, that they actually have a reason to stick around and cover a game tomorrow.
We can only hope, but I don't have a good feeling here. I think this thing comes to an end today. And, it ends in a thud. I won that game. As soon as you started talking, I brought up the box score. They out-rebounded Illinois 45-26 in that one. Frazier was really good.
I don't remember that.
He had 27 in the game. But I think, if my memory serves, we were kind of talking about how they weren't very good on the boards at that time. And really, since that game, that's been one of the few things that they've been pretty solid at, is actually what they did. They also got to the free throw line 40 times on the road. I do remember us talking about that. You don't see that very often.
And made a bunch of them, right? Yeah. I mean, made most of them.
33 of 40, 82.5% Hawks in that one. That's at 4:30 this afternoon, Rutgers, Minnesota afterwards. I know New York City is lit up for that one, getting ready for the Scarlet Knights. All right, I want to jump to the Big 12 with you, Ken. And did you watch any Oklahoma last night? Because, again, they just got blown out. And you know what this reminds me a lot of? Is Iowa the first time they were on their way to the NCAA tournament, ranked in the top 10 under McCaffrey, and then just collapsed at the end of the season and went out with a whimper and had to go to Dayton? I think we're going to see the same thing out of this Oklahoma squad. The resume is still going to be too good when you look at it in its totality to be left out, but I think they're right on their way to Dayton. Get your tickets now, Sooner fan.
Yeah, no, I remember that. You know what I remember about that Iowa collapse in Dayton, too, was Fran McCaffrey getting all over Doc for having the audacity of calling what it is, the play-in game. But, you know, that's part of the coach's mantra, that perhaps contracts don't say that they get a bonus if they are in the play-in game, but they do get that bonus if they're in the NCAA. So I'm assuming that's why most coaches refuse to call it the play-in game that year, because maybe their contracts weren't specific. But, yeah, I do remember that, and it kind of does, Trent. Oklahoma's circling the drain, and they have been for some time. And, look, Friday night, Iowa State can go in there, and this is really a battle of attrition, I think, with both teams. I mean, Oklahoma hasn't lost the guys, but they are running on fumes. Iowa State clearly is on fumes, and Oklahoma seems to be the same way, that they, you know, they just can't finish the deal. And I don't look for Oklahoma, even if they do get in and you know, make it in on their own or have to get in through Dayton. They're certainly not going to be around for a long time, and that looked like maybe one of the stories of the upcoming tournament as we turn the calendar back to January. But that was good. Look, it was great watching. Iowa stayed up on one of the big screens last night in the race and sports book. I have no idea how much handle was done on the game, but the game did warrant one of the main big screens at the Mirage last night. It's kind of cool to see that. You know, with it right alongside all the other games, there were certainly a lot of other games, whether it be early NBA or NHL, and it was neat. Now, again, but they couldn't shoot the basketball. They were standing around. I know that Randy Peterson on Twitter, he pointed out that this was a bad Cam Lard body language game. He tweeted that early in the game, and he certainly gave them very little last night. But an Iowa State team that we kind of expected to struggle this year, I'm not sure we thought they would finish last. We certainly thought that they would finish near the bottom. But, look, I truly feel this. It's going to be a blip in the radar screen. It's a one-year anomaly that this team is going to be much better next year, not knowing what the Big 12 has. We can almost guarantee that Kansas, as you mentioned yesterday, is going to be loaded again. But it'll be a different haul into the winter months, I have a feeling, in Ames next year. And not sure it's going to be back to where it once was yet, but it'll certainly be better than this year.
Yeah, and you know, in a way, and I've been thinking about this week, after where we both felt pretty confident that Iowa was going to be a tournament team, I don't know if I'm going to be quite as maybe outlandish with Iowa State just because of the new pieces and four freshmen coming in. Sometimes it takes time, and what you think you see, not quite as it doesn't happen nearly as quickly. I still think they're a tournament team, but you know, picking them top three, say, in the Big 12 next year, I don't think I'll be able to go that far, but we'll have a full summer to talk about that.
Yes, we will, and we will, because, he's got a great incoming class of freshmen. But again, you got to temper your enthusiasm. We're talking about Frenchwood, but it's Jacobson and Shayok, and I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, how Prohm uses them going forward, and I hope Lard matures a little bit, and you have to think that he will, because you know, this is an emotional guy, and you don't want to change that part of the game, but you have to temper it a little bit, because when he's good, he's a huge difference maker on this team. And Lindell Wigington, who's I don't think he's hit a freshman wall. I think he's a victim of is, you know, Big 12 coaches second time around realizing what they could possibly do to disrupt his game, because he has tried to carry this team over the last couple of weeks, him and Donovan Jackson. Of course, Jackson moves on. But Lindell Wigington, sophomore season, certainly one to look forward to.
Going to be a good one, no doubt. A lot going on, including the Bears getting ready to cut Mike Glennon. No surprise
there. Yeah, I saw that.
But it's starting to now, GMs are obviously in Indianapolis, so we're getting to hear some different quotes that are coming out from Indy. That's the word I was looking for, quotes. And including a big one today, I thought, Rick Spielman talking about the Vikings quarterback situation. Our friend Frank Schwab tweeted out, just to be clear, there have been no decisions made. Teddy Bridgewater looks like he is going to be a free agent. How's this going to play out? I've been a longtime proponent, as you know, go all in with Kirk Cousins. Do the Vikings do that, though?
I think they do, Trent. I think you're going to be right on this one. It seems to make a ton of sense for him to go there. They're one piece away. They really are. I mean, the offensive line was really good last year. They can maybe use some help alongside Harrison Smith in the secondary. The running game is going to be strong. We love their receivers. They're Kirk Cousins away. What I do think is not lost in the Spielman message is, and we kind of heard this from Zimmer throughout the season, right? His reluctance, even deep into the season, after Thanksgiving, to name Case Keenum as his, no, he's going to start. He's going to be our guy. He's our guy going forward. Now, eventually they did, but he never seemed willing to go out on that limb that, you know, that Case Keenum is going to be my guy. And I think Case Keenum is going to be playing in a different city next year. I think Teddy Bridgewater, you're right, seems like he's headed to free agency. They're going to have to sign a backup quarterback. Kyle Sloter's still there, but I don't think he's going to be the guy. He was their number three this year after getting cut in one of the last cuts in Denver in the fall. But I could see Kirk Cousins. I really could. I think that would make a ton of sense. I think Keenum moves on. I still think of the trio, Sam Bradford has the most talent, but he's clearly got the most question marks with those injuries. If, you know, that knee, it's not going to get any better as he gets older, unfortunately. I mean, you go back to his numbers when he was traded from Philadelphia and had that porous offensive line. Trent, he was terrific and was the reason that that team was, you know, in it as long as they were a couple of years ago. I think he's the most talented of the three. I think they're all going to move on. Potentially Bridgewater comes back, but I think they go hard, and I don't blame them one bit after Kirk Cousins because they are so close.
Very, very close. I found it interesting. I was reading an article early this morning. ESPN kind of questions a free agency, and I thought a pretty compelling one. Which quarterback will take the most snaps for Minnesota? And they had 6-7 panelists there. But the ones that I looked at, the Vikings reporter, Courtney Cronin, she predicted Bridgewater. And the other one, Kevin Seifert, who worked for the Star Tribune for a number of years, yep. Now was at ESPN. Yep. He said Case Keenum. In fact, out of the 7-8 people, only one person had Kirk Cousins in there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, look, here's the conundrum, Trent. If they're going to pay Kirk Cousins, they're going to have to pay him a lot of money, and this is a Vikings team that's going to have a lot of guys whose entry-level contracts are going to be up. And if you sign Kirk Cousins, you're going to have to, unfortunately, say goodbye to some of those guys that normally you would like to keep and have to plug in those holes and maybe plug in those holes with obviously younger talent, and you never know how that's going to work out. So it is a rock in the hard place. It clearly is. If you sign Cousins, you're not going to be able to keep everybody, but if you can keep, you know, say it is Teddy Bridgewater, and I'm convinced Spielman and Zimmer hope that that's the decision, that they're forced to make that decision in a good way, because they drafted him, they wanted to develop him, they were looking forward to taking that step next year, or last year rather, when he got hurt in training camp a couple of years back. He was going to be the guy, and he certainly showed signs that he was improving, that he looked like maybe that their faith was going to be rewarded. So there's still, up in the Twin Cities, there's a lot of people that do believe Bridgewater's going to win this, but I'm not so sure. I think if you can get Kirk Cousins, look, it's not for long, league, right? Mm-hmm. If the window is it never remains open. If you get a chance, you go for it and then worry about the future down the road.
Speaking of Kevin Seifert, he predicts that Cousins will end up in Denver, $71 million guaranteed. You'd take that, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. The defense is, you know, that window's starting to close. Look, yes. Von Miller's been, he's got maybe a couple of years left at the level that Von Miller plays at. I think he could probably say goodbye to Aqib Talib this year. He'd like to come back, but I don't think he comes back at that salary. If they sign Kirk Cousins, they've said that they're going to do their darndest to keep both Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, but those guys are high-priced veterans. Yeah, I mean, if Cousins ends up in Denver, I'd be all for it, because it's brutal watching your team eliminated before Thanksgiving. And thankfully, as a Broncos fan, we've been spoiled, that fan base, that it's not very often, too many years, that your team is eliminated before Thanksgiving.
All right, Ken, full circle. Any future wagers on baseball while you're out in Vegas?
No, I couldn't pull the trigger, Trent. Oh, no. I don't think if I bet the Jays, I'm just throwing my money away.
Yeah.
Because they're not coming out of that division. They're just not. I don't think that they're a wild card team. I kind of like your Twins a little bit. I really do. I like the offseason moves that they've made. You know, that division, there's one heavy headed in it, obviously, in Cleveland. But anybody else in that division, I think, is not sure that they're going to be a threat. The Twins are clearly, at least at this point, you would think, the second best team. And so what does that mean? Is the second-best team in the Central Division, will they be able to outfinish a second-place team in the other two to earn one of those wild cards? They have to certainly like their chances, and they get in. And, you know, Santana comes back at some point before right around Memorial Day. I like this Twins team, Trent. I think you're going to have a fun summer.
I hope so. They did a lot to work on that bullpen. Obviously, getting Odorizzi, that's going to help. I personally would like to see one more, but Phil Hughes is back. He's throwing at 90. Last year, that wasn't the case. If he can get it up to, you know, his old level, 92, 93, maybe. The offense is there. The question that still surrounds at least my Twins, I think, is Miguel Sano. And it sounds like he's going to play today, but can he play third base? He's got a metal rod now in his leg. Then you couple that with what's happening off the field with him, with the sexual assault case that's happening. That's the big question mark. If they get Miguel Sano, even the guy that strikes out a ton and will hit you 32 homers, but just knowing that he's going to be out there and playing 150 games, you're fine with that. But without that, it becomes a completely different team and a different lineup, I think.
No, no doubt. They need him, Trent, and you're right about the off-the-field stuff. It'll be certainly something worth following. You know, it ceases to amaze me as I walk through the books here in the middle of the day, at the end of February, and all of the big screens, because there's nothing going on in the day, during the day, other than spring training baseball, and there's guys firing. I just don't bet it. I really how in the world can you bet a spring training baseball game is beyond me.
And you think maybe those guys that actually put in the work, you know, not dopes like me, oh yeah, that looks like a good price and fires, but if you put in the work, that might even be easier than
maybe
the other side. You know, we hear the same. What's the one sport, Ken? I know you've talked to handicappers out there. What's the one sport that if the limits were limitless, they would just fire at constantly out of the professional sports, including some of the extras? WNBA, right?
I guess. I know that
so many guys say that the WNBA has the loosest lines of any professional league.
Do they?
You can make a ton of money, but the books know that, so they put a cap on it. You know, you're not going to be able to lay down $50,000 on a regular season WNBA.
No, absolutely not. And that's the same way it is in early November, the first couple of weeks in early November with college basketball. You know, one of these obscure, smaller conference games that they're so busy working on football, Trent. They are. The guys in the back room are so busy working and tweaking their football power rankings that sometimes these early season college basketball games get away from them, and bad lines are posted, and the limits are lower for early in the season for that very reason.
Well, Ken, safe travels the rest of the day. Tomorrow, won't talk to you as we got a high school basketball here on the airwaves with the girls' state semifinals. Possibly Friday, but that depends on what happens with you and I. So might not talk to you until Monday, maybe talk to you on Friday. Depends on those PCATs, and I personally hope they win and get that shot against Loyola in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I do too, Trent, and but I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to getting back to the best state in the country. I saw Iowa was number one.
How about us? Number one.
How about us?
Ken, have a good time there on your way over to California. We'll talk again soon.
All right, see you, Trent.
That's Ken Miller joining us from the road today. Big thank you to him. And that'll do it. Put the show in the books. Mentioned there, girls' state basketball begins tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. It'll be Johnston against number one ranked, undefeated Iowa City High. The Little Hawks, they got a couple of outstanding players, including Ashley Jones, who's on her way next season to play at Iowa State. She's worth the price of admission. 6 foot, handles it well, shoots 60% from three. She was really good in their win against West Des Moines Valley in the quarterfinals. Johnson, though, I thought maybe played their most complete game of the season. They were outstanding. The Dragons playing some of their best basketball right now. I think they got a real shot against the top-ranked team tomorrow, 10 a.m. Then after that, 11:45, it'll be Indianola going to go up against another Iowa City school, West. That'll be the matchup at 11:45 with the Indians. Should be a great time. We got the call for you here tomorrow. Jimmy B and TC comes your way this afternoon from 4 until 6 o'clock. We got Pat Hardy stopping by. We'll talk some Hawks with him and preview the Iowa matchup as they get ready to take on Illinois at 4:30. Mitch Sherman will be by. John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones. A little NFL talk with Sean Tomlinson. Busy on your drive home from 4 until 6 o'clock. And we'll have you covered with that one. Hey, one more thing. Earlier today, I got a phone call from Larry Kotler, our good friend. And Larry, of course, the voice of Drake Basketball. He had mentioned something. Now, he is the president of the local chapter of the Lupus Foundation. And he lost a family member, as did Iowa State head coach Steve Prohme. And he is right now in the finals. It's the Infinity Challenge. Just Google 2018 Infinity Coaches Challenge. It'll pop up. Give a vote. He's already in the finalists. He's one of the finalists for it. Coach Prohme is in the voting. Takes 10 seconds. Go on there, put on a vote, and help out the Lupus Society here locally. It'd be a big help, and the winner brings home $100,000 for the foundation. It's Infinity, the 2018 Coaches Challenge. Give that a look, and listen to Larry as he gets ready for Drake. And hey, he's past the Drake Invitational, the Bulldogs in the quarterfinals. You and I tomorrow night. We got a lot more here today. Jimmy B and TC from 4 until 6 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We'll talk to you in a couple of hours. Thanks for listening in today here on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com. advantagefinancialandtaxservices.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh, why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a heavyweight battle in the SEC as Texas A&M hosts Kentucky. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Doug Gottlieb and me for all the action as Tyler Davis and the Aggies look to avenge an early season loss to Kevin Knox and the Wildcats. It's the Texas A&M Aggies and the Kentucky Wildcats. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here
on 1700 KBGG.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and a